Left-wing celebs completely silent on Eric Swalwell's sexual assault allegations, with one C-list exception. By Ezra Dooley's on April 11, 2026. Hollywood celebrities who have been vocal in the Me Too and Time's Up movements have stayed conspicuously quiet in the first day since several women accused Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, of unwanted sexual advances and even rape. Top figures in the Me Too movement: Alyssa Milano, Gwyneth Paltrow, America Ferrera, Neve Campbell, and Lady Gaga, to name a few, have failed to make any public statement on the Swalwell accusations. Women who were prominent in the Time's Up campaign: Shonda Rhimes, Reese Witherspoon, Eva Longoria, Natalie Portman, Amber Tamblyn, and Emma Watson, also have had nothing to say. And various entertainers who are usually active on social media, sharing hot takes on breaking news, have ignored the burgeoning Swalwell scandal, which has massive implications for the California gubernatorial race, where many of them live. Kathy Griffin, Paul F. Tompkins, Mara Wilson, Diedrich Bader, Duncan Jones, Michael Ian Black, George Takei, Mark Ruffalo, Daryl Hannah, John Cryer, Mia Farrow, Morgan Fairchild, Scott Derrickson, Ben Stiller, Tom Morello, John Leguizamo, Conan O'Brien, Carrie Coon, Henry Winkler, and Lizzo, celebs who are known to take shots at conservatives whenever possible, have all been active on social media since a wave of stories were published in local media and CNN, without so much as mentioning Rep. Swalwell or the women accusing him. A lone exception to this cone of silence has been actor Ethan Embry, who recently was featured in Scream 7. On the left-wing echo chamber Blue Sky, Embry lamented the fact that Swalwell's alleged misconduct has been an open secret in Washington, D.C., for a long time. So when you're one of the 430-plus most powerful people in the country, Embry wrote, alluding to Swalwell's position in the House of Representatives, being a philandering heavy drinker. With rumored far more serious accusations, that's an acceptable norm to the ruling class? As long as you don't aim for the top 50 seats, they'll support you? He continued, the accusations and now trickles of so many knew this are just disgusting. Embry explained that Democrats' apparent cover-up of his scandal cements my belief that there's no separation between the major political parties. Thus, the United States is ruled by a uniparty. According to the New York Post, various A-listers contributed to Swalwell's gubernatorial campaign earlier this cycle, including Robert De Niro, Sean Penn, John Hamm, John Cryer, Kathy Griffin, Jane Fonda, and Rob Reiner before his shocking murder.